Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking today with Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library Director, Pat Sleister.
So the Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library is going to be holding some finance seminars throughout the month of March. Has the library been known to do this before?
Actually, this is the first time we've tried this particular system, and we're kind of excited about it. I hope that people show up. The coffee pot will be on, and I think there's going to be free donuts, and we are going to be meeting on all the Saturdays in March at 10 o'clock in the Taylor Meeting Room here at the library. And we have four different sessions. The 9th of March will be Foundations of Investing. And then on the 16th, we're going to have Retirement by Design. On the 23rd of March, it's Ready or Not, Preparing for the Unexpected. And the last day will be the 30th of March, and the topic will be Preparing Your Estate Plan. So we think that's a kind of a good mix, and we're looking forward to that. Hope people come out and there's no snow, and we can all learn something.
Who will be facilitating these seminars?
Melissa Shadlow is going to be the kind of MC, and I don't know exactly what all she's got on the program, but I know one of those Saturdays she's going to have a lawyer here too. So whether she's going to have more people than that, I'm not sure. We're leaving that up to her.
I'm not familiar with her offhand. Where does she work, or does she hail from?
She lives here in Guthrie Center, but she works for Edward R. Jones in Panora and is looking to start a business here in town.
Why did the library think to hold these seminars in March?
Well, it's kind of a yucky time of year. There's not much going on, and we might as well learn something if we can't do anything else. And actually, the library really likes to have some of these things available, you know, on occasion. We can't do it all the time, but when something comes up that we can handle, why, we like to present that to the public.
Is pre-registration recommended?
It would be nice if they wanted to let us know, but it's really not necessary. I think there'll be plenty of room, so just come ahead.
This past month, the library has unfortunately had to close a lot of days along with the local school districts. And how many days can you estimate the library had to close due to weather?
Well, I just looked, and in February we were closed four times, and I think three in January. We really hate to do that, and it messes everybody up, but it keeps everybody safer. So it's just a board policy that we are closed when the school is closed.
And what events had to be canceled because of it?
We had a couple of kids' events that were canceled, and we had a Sunday afternoon movie for the adults that we had to cancel. And of course, that puts everybody at unease, and we don't know what day it is, and it makes for kind of a hectic week. But we'll get all those things back in.
Were there any particular programming or activities that you are hoping to kind of reschedule or refit in for the library schedule?
Actually, the One Kids Club just had their session that they had missed, and she tried to combine two sessions into one, so we're just sort of cramming that in. The adults movie that we missed will be showing in March, so they'll get to see that again. It's Have You Heard About the Morgans? Mm-hmm. So I think everybody will enjoy that.
Any other events or things going on with the library that you want to mention?
Well, we're kind of excited about the program in April, which isn't, I guess, that far away now. We're going to have a program called Our Neighbors, the Amish, and it sounds like a wonderful program, and they're even bringing treats from the Amish bakery. So, and since I have an Amish maiden name, I'm particularly interested in this. But with the popularity of all the Amish novels that we've got now, I'm hoping everybody comes out to hear the real stuff.
And with all this continued winter weather we're having, it can make people a little bit more down in the dumps. Having people struggle to fill up their time when they're inside. What benefits do you think there are to being a member here at the Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library and the sorts of services and things that you provide?
Sure. Well, of course, there's always a book to read, but we've got magazines to read too. And sometimes people come in and just sit and read the paper. We've even had people fall asleep while they're reading the paper, but those things are always available, and or you can download ebooks and audiobooks from our webpage. And we've got puzzles. We've had some people taking puzzles home or working on puzzles here. We've got a Wii game that get a little exercise. And we can always show a movie on one of the TVs or, you know, different activities like that. The kids always have something to do. They're going through lots of coloring pages these days and lots of different things, and you might just want to sit and talk to the people that are next to you. It's just that kind of a winter.
And there was a book sale that the library had recently. Was that a sale of just materials that the library had?
There's a little bit of materials that we have withdrawn, but a lot of donated things. And once in a while, we'll have some odds and ends of equipment that are not useful to us anymore, and we'll stick those out. We had a few puzzles this time, and there were even a few CDs that we had to offer. Unfortunately, that book sale is now over, and we are packing it all up in boxes. But until the boxes actually get out the door, anything is free for anybody that finds something in there that they'd like to have. So come in and look.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library Director Pat Slyster. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.